It is certain it can be, because it is impossible. It is certain it can be, because it is impossible. How many things in life have we come across that we are certain that it can be, because it is impossible? Now, normally we don't say it's impossible and therefore it can be, but that's the truth. Anything that comes to our attention, anything that comes to our mind, anything that comes into our awareness, this can be. Otherwise, it would never have come into our awareness. It would never have come into our mind. It would never have come into our everyday thinking. It would only be that which we are, that which we know, and that which we... What is impossible to be? It is certain it can be because it's impossible. What is impossible to be? Well, for one thing, eternity is impossible to be. There's no way that eternity can ever be. We can't prove it right. We can't prove it wrong. We know that it is whenever we think that it is, because it's the logical development of the life expectancy of how things are. And infinity is reality. What's another good little idea of what is impossible? Wholeness. Oh my, how we say wholeness is impossible. How we say things cannot be whole and perfect. How we say that our life experiences cannot be whole. And as we keep repeating these things, we keep saying these things, then we do not put them into our experience. Whatever we disclaim, whatever we denounce, whatever we say cannot be, we put into the position of not being. And we put it in the position of not being because we just don't believe it. Now, if we would stop and think about it, if we would just give ourselves the little thought, how many times have we seen people get well? How many times have we seen wholeness result when sickness was there? How many times have we seen wholeness in our lives and we never believed that that could be possible? We never believed that wholeness could be a reality for us. Oh my, yes, how often we have thought that. How often we have thought wholeness was impossible. And then, when we weren't paying attention, oh yes, when we weren't paying attention, wholeness revealed itself. Wholeness came forth. Wholeness was there. It was always in the background. It was always there because it was the impossible made possible. It was always that reality. And we denied it. We denied it by not claiming it. We denied it by not realizing that it is certain it can be because it's impossible. All we have to do is look at all the impossible things in the universe and realize they're done. They're reality. They're now. Are you ready to claim some of that impossibility in life to be yours now? Are you ready to recognize that whatever is impossible is really a reality, is really what you are, what I am, what we are? Are you ready to realize that? Are you ready to claim that in your life as I am in mine? Well, start today. Start today with something simple like happiness. Wherever you have seen a lack of happiness, you bring happiness by your presence, by your attitude, by your awareness. You bring happiness in your heart, and your heart bubbles over, and everyone is contagious to that happiness you have brought forth. Oh, yes. happiness is quite wonderful. Happiness is quite fulfilling and beautiful, and anyone can do it. And though you might say happiness is impossible under some circumstances, though you might say that happiness is beyond being, it's only beyond being because we did not put it into the possibility realm out of the impossible. We have happiness taking place in so many places in our life, and we are just delighted and fulfilled and thrilled with it. When we change our attitudes, all sorts of things change in our life, all sorts of things that seemed impossible only moments before now come forth. Now come forth in our life. If we can train ourselves to be positive, beautiful, joyous people who are filled with love, who are filled with joy, who are filled with goodness, who are filled with all that is, we help to change that attitude in us. And that attitude in others, the attitude in others, that changes too. Because it is a wonderful thing. Oh, we have said that the bumblebee couldn't fly. It's too big for those tiny wings. And yet it flies all over the place. And it flies effortlessly. Oh, you say, well, it's using a lot of energy and it's using a lot. It's designed to do that. It's designed to flow with whatever it has. Oh, there are birds that have big wings, and there are objects that have big wings and that do great things, and there are objects that are little wings that do great things. It's impossible, but yet it happens all the time. The impossibility is the most natural thing in the world for you and for me. The impossibility is the most natural thing for all of us to experience every moment of our life. We can have our dreams come true because our dreams are who we are and what we are. Our dreams are the impossible condition of our life, you might say. And yet, being that the fact that we can dream them at all gives them a power, gives them a presence, gives them an opportunity to be in our world right now, and to be in our world right now in a most beautiful, fantastic, glorious way. For this is what it's all about, truly. This is what it's all about. And are you ready for that to be your experience now? Are you ready to have that reality, your experience right now? Can your dreams come true in your life? Can your dreams come true in your world and be that wonderful expression that you are? Oh, yes, they can. Your dreams can come true in your world every single moment of your life, if that's your choice. If that is your choice, and if that's your choice, then that's what you have. And you will have it every moment of your life. And it's a wonderful thing. Yes, it's a wonderful thing. Is that who you are? Is that what your dream is? Is that what your desire for yourself is? Well, let it be. Let it be. And let it be fulfilled. And let it be revealed. And let it be all that you are. For it is who you are right now. Truth will win out. Truth will be revealed. Truth will come forth in its most beautiful, marvelous, fantastic fashion. Because truth is always there. Truth is always there, ready, waiting, and able for us to know it and live it and delight in it. And you are that truth right now. You are that wisdom right now. You are that delight right now. And that is all that matters. For we live right now in this wonderful truth that we are. The truth will win out because the truth is who we are. It is certain it can't be because it is impossible. And that's what life's all about. The impossible revealed. Let the impossible be revealed in your life, consciously, significantly, every moment of your life, and know that it is done according to your thought and my thought. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.